You're listening to Leading and Learning. This is the place where we talk about practical leadership, theology, fitness, how to create winning habits, and so much more. My name's David Spell, and I'm a retired police officer, a pastor, a New Testament scholar, and a leadership coach. My goal on Leading and Learning is to help you live your best life. Thanks so much for joining us today. Welcome back to Leading and Learning. This is episode number 99. So happy you're with me on the journey. Today we're talking about the Holy Spirit. And we're asking the question, what is the Holy Spirit's ministry? And you know, if you're a person of faith or Christian, you know that the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity. And I want to just kind of maybe bring it alive a little bit and maybe help us have a little bit better understanding of what the Holy Spirit's day-to-day ministry is in our lives. And I'm going to read just a couple of verses to open it up from in John's Gospel in chapters 14 to 16. Jesus actually taught about the Holy Spirit. And this was the point when he was getting ready to leave. He was trying to prepare them. He knew that his crucifixion was coming. He knew that he was going to be resurrected, but he also knew that he was going to be leaving the earth. And so he's trying to prepare his followers for what was going to happen. And he was letting them know that it was actually better if he went away. And here, listen to a couple of the verses. This is John 14, verse 26. But when the Father sends the Advocate as my representative, that is the Holy Spirit, he will teach you everything and will remind you of everything that I have told you. Then in chapter 15, Jesus says in verse 26, but I will send you the Advocate, the Spirit of Truth. He will come to you from the Father, and he will testify all about me. Chapter 16, he says, but in fact, this is verse 7 of chapter 16, but in fact, it's best for you that I go away, because if I don't, the Advocate will not come. But if I do go away, then I will send him to you, and when he comes, he will convict the world of its sin, of God's righteousness, and the coming judgment. And then one more, chapter 16, verse 13. But when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own, but will tell you what he has heard. He will tell you about the future. He will bring me glory by telling you whatever he receives from me. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That's why I said the Spirit will tell you whatever he receives from me. And so these are some verses that Jesus was, he was telling his disciples many things, but he was trying to prepare them for his departure and letting them know that the Holy Spirit was going to come live inside of them and would have a ministry in their lives. And the word that is translated here, and I was reading out of the New Living Translation, was advocate. And the Greek word there is Parakletos, and it's a very hard word to translate. It's been variously translated as helper, comforter, counselor, advocate, intercessor, strengthener, standby, and friend. And so the real meaning often eludes us. And what I'm going to do in this episode of Leading and Learning is I want to just give you a bit of a modern-day analogy about who the Holy Spirit is and what he does. And I'm going to give you an analogy in the context of a personal trainer. I don't know if you've ever used a personal trainer at the gym. I don't know if you've ever hired one. If you've if you're not a workout person and you want to get into the gym, I always recommend, you know, hiring a personal trainer, at least for a few sessions, because they really do help you. But, you know, while this concept of the Holy Spirit as a personal trainer is not literally what Parakletos was referring to, you know, there weren't that many personal trainers in the first century, I really do believe it captures the essence of who the Holy Spirit is and what he does. So, first of all, a good personal trainer has a customized workout plan for each of their clients. You know, when a person joins a gym or a health club for whatever reason, it's good to have a plan. Some people join the gym and they want to lose weight. Others want to get bigger and stronger. and still other people just want to stay healthy. And then, of course, there are people that are training for a specific sport. A good personal trainer understands that each of his clients has different needs. And so a good trainer will design a customized plan to help that person reach their goals. Now, the Holy Spirit, who lives inside of you if you're a Christian, does the same thing. You know, He does not treat any two of us the same way. And God's purpose for your life is probably not going to be the exact same thing that it is for my life. And, you know, what's God's destiny for you is not going to be God's destiny for your friends. God has a customized life plan for each of us. And He's guiding us to achieve that plan. And so I think part of our role as Christians is submitting to God, getting in His presence, reading His Word, praying, and then listening and seeing what that customized plan is, seeing what plan the Holy Spirit has for my life. Paul said this in Philippians. He said, "I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue His work until it's finally finished on the day when Christ returns." Number two, a good personal trainer shows you how to perform the exercises correctly. You know, a gym can be a dangerous place. There are all kinds of machines and weights that are designed to help us exercise different muscles. But used improperly, these same machines and weights can harm us. I've seen people get hurt in the gym. I've seen people pull their muscles, tear bones or break bones, really mess themselves up because they were trying to do something that was either too heavy for them or trying to do something where they didn't know what they were doing. So a good trainer comes alongside of us and demonstrates how each piece of machinery works and explains how the muscles work. You know, it's not enough just to know how to do a certain exercise. It's not enough just to know how to use the free weights or use a machine. It's important to know how it works the muscles. I see people all the time using machines and not necessarily doing the motion wrong, but they're not contracting their muscles in the right way. And a good trainer, a good coach, a good personal trainer helps us get the most benefit out of our workout. Now, if we will let Him, the Holy Spirit wants to do the same thing. I mean, let's face it, the world can be a very dangerous place. God has created so many wonderful things in the world for us to enjoy, but used improperly, they can kill us. Sex, money, relationships, authority, and so many other good things that originated with God can be used improperly. A relationship with the Holy Spirit will allow Him to teach us how to live using the things that He's given us for our benefit and for the benefit of those around us. And that's why often new Christians find themselves just dropping bad habits. Things that they had always done before without even thinking about it. After they become a Christian, they just feel that, you know, I shouldn't do this anymore. I shouldn't get drunk every weekend. Oh, I shouldn't be having sex with my girlfriend before we get married. And the Holy Spirit just comes in and brings conviction. He's like, look, this is not a bad thing, but you're abusing it. Or this is not the right time for it. Or whatever it might be, He comes and He tells us, look, let me show you how to do this life thing. And so the Holy Spirit comes inside of us and begins to adjust our behavior so that we can live in the best way possible. It's not that He's wanting to take things away from us. It's not that He's wanting to take away our fun. He's wanting to protect us from things that can harm us. Well, we still have more to go in this episode of Leading and Learning. And remember, we're talking about what the Holy Spirit's ministry is. But I want to remind you that this episode is brought to you by my book, Peter and Paul in Acts. And if you haven't seen Peter and Paul in Acts, this book is about the Holy Spirit's ministry, but it's the Holy Spirit's ministry through the apostles Peter and Paul. And so Acts is a study, a history, if you will, of the early church. And what we do in my book, Peter and Paul in Acts, is we examine the two most eminent apostles in the early church, Peter and Paul, and we look at how the Holy Spirit worked through them in establishing the church, not just in the Jewish world, which was Peter's primary ministry, but how the Apostle Paul took the gospel, the message that Jesus and the other apostles had preached, and took it and made it applicable and relevant for the Greek non-Jewish world. And thankfully they did, because that's where most of us come in. So check out Peter and Paul in Acts. I'll put a link in the show notes. It's available on Amazon. And, you know, you can go in there and read a little bit for free, but check it out. I know you'll love it. Well, back to the Holy Spirit's ministry. And, you know, we've talked about, first of all, how the Holy Spirit's like a personal trainer. First of all, he has a customized plan for each person's life. The second thing, a good personal trainer shows you how to perform the exercises correctly so you don't get hurt. Well, if we'll listen to him, the Holy Spirit will help us live our lives in such a way that we don't hurt ourselves. Look, pain in life is inevitable. But if I listen to the Holy Spirit, if I allow myself to be led by the Spirit, He's going to protect me from so many things that I would normally run into. And then number three, a good trainer, a good personal trainer or coach always stays close to their clients, spotting for them so they don't get hurt. You know, as you begin to lift heavier and heavier weights, there always comes a time when you're not quite as strong as you think you are. There have been so many times in the gym when I think, okay, I can do this, and I'll get under the weight and I'm going to do a bench press, but I usually will have one of the trainers, you know, just kind of watch me, say, hey, look, I'm not sure how many times I can do this. Can you watch this for me? And inevitably, you know, you get to that point where you're stuck and you just need a little bit of help pushing that barbell up. And a good trainer comes and stays close to their clients and watches out for them so they don't get hurt. You know, there's good, those are the days when it's good to have the spotter with you so you don't drop the weight on yourself. And I've done that before too. Dropped 225 pounds on my chest one time. It was terrible. But they don't lift the weight for you, but they give you enough help to get you unstuck. And a good trainer also encourages you. They tell you, listen, you can do this. You can lift the weight. You can finish the set. They'll give you a little encouragement. They'll cheer you on. You know, and sometimes a little encouragement's all it takes to keep going and not give up. A spotter provides positive words with just a little bit of help sometimes to get us unstuck when we're struggling with that weight. Well, in the same way, the Holy Spirit who lives inside of us has promised not to allow us to be tempted or tested beyond what we can bear. He provides that little lift that we need when we get stuck and feel that we can't move the weight that's crushing us spiritually. You know, sometimes we just feel like this test that we're going through, we just can't push through it. It's too much for us. This trial, this challenge that we're facing in life, it's too big. I can't do it on my own. Well, that's right. You can't. I can't. That's why God sent His Spirit to live inside of us, where we can cry out to Him and say, God, I need your help. Can you help me here? Give me a little help to get unstuck. And He provides that little lift when we get stuck and we can't move the weight, it's crushing us spiritually. And he provides encouragement for us that we so desire. You know, if we'll listen, we can hear Him cheering us on and letting us know that we can overcome and conquer every test that we come up against. You know, God did not create you to fail. God created you to be an overcomer. And, you know, one of the very, very cool aspects of the Holy Spirit's ministry is how He's inside of all of us that are Christians. That's why the church is so important. And I know so many people don't like the church. So many people have been burned by the church. But the reality is the church, the universal church, is the body of Christ in the world today. And I encourage you to find a good local church if you don't have one already. Because it's in the local church where we also encounter the Holy Spirit in the lives of other people. And often the encouragement that comes from the Holy Spirit comes from other people. Often that spot that you need, that person that help you get unstuck, is the Holy Spirit working through one of your friends at church. You know, we need each other, and the Holy Spirit's inside of each of us. And sometimes I may cheer you on, sometimes you may cheer me on. Sometimes I may say, look, you can do this, don't stop. Sometimes you may be telling me, hey, you can do this, don't stop. But together, the ministry of the Holy Spirit helps us all reach our destiny. So just a quick recap. The Holy Spirit's ministry is like a personal trainer. And in this analogy, we mentioned the fact that he's got a customized plan for each person. He's got a destiny for you. It's not the same as for me, but he has a destiny outlined for you. A good personal trainer shows you how to perform the exercises correctly. And in the same way, God sent his Holy Spirit to show you how to live your life correctly. And then number three, a good trainer always stays close to their clients, spotting for them so they don't get hurt, and encouraging them to keep moving. Well, friends, how is your relationship with the Holy Spirit? Has this been helpful? I'd love to hear from you. davidspell.com. Leave me a comment in the comments section for today's post. By the time you hear this, my new website should be up. It's still at davidspell.com, but it's just had a little bit of a facelift. Had some tweaking done to it. I hope you check it out. But go to davidspell.com. Let me know what you think. Subscribe. I'd love to stay in closer contact with you. Subscribers also get my monthly subscribers-only newsletter. And just check out everything we're doing. You know, my resource page, I've got some great other offers coming up soon. These will be available to those that are subscribers first. So check it out. If you get a chance, go to iTunes and give Leading and Learning podcast a review. Your ratings help us go higher and get our content to more awesome people just like you. Well, friends, thanks for being with us today. I hope this has been helpful to you. And until next time, this is David Spell encouraging you to pursue your passion.